Hello, Gary B. with your local and regional update, brought to you by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Here's some good economic news. Construction of new U.S. homes rose in June to the highest level in 7 months, a sign builders are starting to regain confidence as they emerge from the housing bust. In another encouraging sign, applications for building permits, seen as a good indicator of future activity, rose 8.7% in June. A young man who graduated from Midland High School in 2006 and lives near Pleasant Plains died early Thursday morning in a one-vehicle motorcycle wreck. It was on Highway 157 South, or what is known as Sunnydale Road, in Independence County. State Police Corporal Russell Brinsfield said 21-year-old Corey Joe Sample was driving his Suzuki motorcycle south on Sunnydale Road when the vehicle left the roadway, struck a driveway, became airborne, and overturning, throwing Sample off the cycle. Sample was pronounced dead at the scene by Independence County Coroner Hardy Willis. The questioning is now over for Sonia Sotomayor, the Supreme Court nominee. What does Arkansas Senator Blanche Lincoln think about the process? We'll have that and more when we continue.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking, only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor has wrapped up a busy week, 4 days of Senate confirmation hearings, including 3 days of questioning. The Senate Judiciary Committee is now set to vote on her nomination Tuesday. We asked Senator Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas yesterday about her thoughts on the process.
Clearly, she's no stranger to hard work. She's got an academic and professional record that really speaks for itself. I think one of the things that is most telling is her ability to stick to the rule of law and be fair without political bias is that she was nominated by both a Democratic and a Republican president and has been confirmed twice by a Senate, one that was a democratically held Senate and one that was a Republican held Senate. So I think she's proven herself to, both in those instances, that she is about the rule of law and that she's focusing on that, focusing on how she applies that rule of law in the courts.
Arkansas Senator Blanche Lincoln. Senator Mark Pryor says he's leaning toward voting for Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor as well. 6 Hispanic men who live in West Batesville told authorities through an interpreter Thursday morning they'd been robbed at gunpoint. The interpreter told police the men told her about the robbery and asked her what they should do. She went to the Farrell Street residence, took them right to the sheriff's office. The victims were identified as Rigoberto Gutierrez, Menezi Esquian, Daniel Contreras, Carlos Diaz Pizarro, Ralph Valenzuela, and Samson Perez. Deputy Nathan Stevens said the men reported 2 black males knocked on their door about 10:20 Wednesday night. The victim said when they opened the door, the subjects entered the house, one with a gun in his waistband, the other pointing a pistol at them. The victim said they were made to put their hands on their heads and lay on the floor. Then they said the robbers started yelling, "Dinero," money, and they gave them their money, about $1,900. Cell phone was also stolen. The victim said the robbers also pulled the mattresses off their beds, apparently looking for hidden money. Deputy Stevens said the victims told him they waited a couple hours before reporting the armed robbery because they were scared, didn't know what to do. Stevens said the suspects are described as average height, weighing about 150, 160 pounds. Both had short hair. And Governor Mike Beebe suggesting officials take a second look at the salaries being paid some top officials hired by the State Lottery Commission. Beebe told reporters he's not sure what options the commission could use to review the past hires, but said he thinks those options should be discussed. And I guess one of the items of choice for thieves as of lately has been outboard boat motors. Another was stolen over the weekend from Ernest Hodges at Newark in Independence County. Hodges told police his 18-horsepower Nissan outboard motor, valued at $2,000, was stolen off the back of his fishing boat, and the boat was parked in his backyard. Deputy Chris Tolan said the fuel tank was taken as well. This local and regional news update has been brought to you by Liberty Bank in Batesville, the bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction. Gary B., make it a great weekend.